the Sunny Side of Science. I am Betty Jess, and today we are going to be talking about evolution, genetic engineering, natural selection, and artificial selection. Here we have two experts, Caden Garrison and Kira Hauser. They're here with us to discuss the differences and similarities of these topics. Hello, Caden. Could you tell us what evolution is?
Evolution is the process in which organisms change over time. Charles Darwin founded this theory when he went to an island and noticed lots of different types of finches. Each had a different beak and ate different foods. Darwin figured out that the animals changed to fit their needs. Evolution happens all the time, but it's so slow that we don't notice it. Evolution is naturally occurring in every organism.
Do you have an example of evolution?
Let's look at monkeys. Monkeys have evolved from these cute little creatures to giant gorillas and orangutans with long arms. This would be just many of the examples of evolution.
So evolution is the process of change of time of organisms' characteristics. Kira, would you like to inform us about artificial selection?
Artificial selection is when humans breed together or artificially change organisms with desirable traits to keep that trait. An example of artificial selection would be any pet. Let's go with cats for this example. We have different types of cats. We have fluffy cats, big cats, and even multicolored cats. These cats are not made through natural evolution. Us humans have made traits we liked and artificially selected the animal.
What about natural selection?
Natural selection is the process in which nature itself decides who lives and who doesn't. Natural selection is when the new baby born, let's say a tiger, is mutated in a way. Since I use the example of a tiger, let's say the offspring has dull teeth. That takes away the survival in the wild, but not being able to defend itself.
Okay, so you're saying a similarity between natural and artificial selection might be that animals will be created differently by the selection made. The difference is that artificial selection is that we, humans, decided to make the animals, and natural selection is when nature decides what to make the animals. Caden, how are evolution and genetic engineering connected?
Evolution and genetic engineering are both changing an organism in some way. For example, we have different breeds of dogs. Some are able to hunt and survive out in the wild, such as wolves, and some are purely made up from traits humans want. A chihuahua is an example of this. A chihuahua is cute and friendly because we wanted to be able to have a little companion in our homes.
Could you tell us if they are more alike or more different?
Genetic engineering and evolution are more different than they are alike. And there are positives and negatives to both. They are more alike in the sense of organisms changing over time. They are different because genetic engineering being made by humans. Evolution is a natural occurrence we can't control.
Kira, how are genetic engineering and evolution the same, and how are they different?
Genetic engineering is an unnatural process that happens quickly within the species or organism. But evolution is a natural occurrence and it takes years to happen, even centuries. Both genetic engineering and evolution occur over time and change a species. Some bad traits can come from genetic engineering because it is unnatural. Bad traits can mean different things such as mutation, disorders, missing characteristics, etc.
Could you tell us about how you see this topic affecting us today or in the future?
I think genetic engineering has more consequences than natural evolution because it is human modification. So it, like many things, could go wrong, like something can mess up or a person can make a mistake. But this is big for the future of humanity.
Based on what Kira and Caden have told us, we can conclude that genetic engineering and evolution are very different in some cases and may have severe consequences. Both have bad and good things, and this is big for humanity. Thank you, Caden and Kira, for allowing us to interview you. And thanks to you all for listening, and we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We will see you next time. Bye!